My name is Garrett Lee Graff. I am 29 years old, and I'm a history teacher at the university school. We're primarily 9th to 12th grade. I had a history teacher. His name was Neil Morris, and he was awesome. Like, he was somebody who just knew everything, one of those kind of guys. So that got me a little interested in history, and from there, I just kind of went with it. He was the guy who kind of influenced me to get in there. I think just wanting to help my community a little bit is what pushed me, because I was always looking at how I could possibly make a difference in the world. And I think by just giving students a knowledge base of history and social studies so that they can kind of see where they come from. And I think when students become a little more aware of that, it kind of influences them and helps them make some decisions in their life. So I think that's one reason that I wanted to become a teacher. I went to Edinburgh University. So I have a history degree and I have an education degree. And I did that so that I would have like a good knowledge base of everything going into what I was going to be teaching. I like meeting kids and talking to them because you're not adults yet. You're unique people that are starting to learn the ways of the world, and you're often inquisitive too. So I like running into younger students and just getting their perspective of what's happened in their life, what's happened in their community. Letting them know that I'm like their teacher is a big thing, because I run a pretty easy class in terms of not like the content's easy, but I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to be that like overpowering authority figure. I kind of want to get to know you a little bit and make the class nice and friendly, but I can't let that go too much because they often start associating me with a much younger person. So I got to wear the shirt and the tie every day and just make it look as if, you know, I'm the professional here in the class. So it's not like we joke around all the time, but I definitely allow that in my classes, so it's a little bit more enjoyable for everybody. Yeah, I'd say that's probably the toughest thing to overcome with this career. I think you have to really enjoy teaching in order to really get into this field. There's a lot that you kind of have to go through with it. If you don't have that calling for it, then you're not going to like it that much. You have to like working with younger people. So if that's not something you enjoy, then I don't know if you would want to be getting into this. The way that I see any success happening is when students are engaged a little bit. You can tell when people are paying attention to you. You can tell when people are wanting to know a little bit more about what you're saying. And when that happens and when they start making associations to material that you're teaching, then you start to see, you know, the success of the students coming through. And a lot of my classes, yeah, they're based in history. So I'm teaching about the world wars, or I'm teaching about medieval times. But one of the big things that I focus on a lot with my classes is teaching them how to take notes, teaching them how to speak in public, teaching them how to use technology, teaching them different ways to build up their student skills and their professional skills too, by using history and social studies with that. So whenever I see students that are like engaged and enjoy that, that's typically when I see like a lot of the success come from my part. Now, it doesn't happen every day, and I can tell sometimes when I'm talking to the kids that, oh, this is boring and they hate this right now, and we try to do something a little bit different. You see people getting a little interested in relating the material, that's when you can see they're having a little bit of success with what they're doing. I think the biggest thing of advice that I would give for anybody who wants to be a teacher is have patience, because you're not going to get everything right off the bat. It's tough, and especially if you don't like the material. I hate math. You know how long it took me to learn even basic stuff in math? It wasn't easy for me, and I had teachers that weren't that patient with it. Step back. Try to teach it a different way. I think that's a big thing. A lot of good teachers definitely have patience with their students, but they have to understand that, you know, it's not all just what's happening in your class, too. You got to understand that these kids, they are living their own lives, and they got a lot of stuff going on. You know, the goal of it is to get an education, but are you just supposed to learn about history? No. Okay, we're trying to get you to the next stage in life, which for most people hopefully is like college and then getting on to a better career, whatever you want to do. So the thing I often tell students is you're here. Just try to make the best of you being here, because I know that you have to be here. I know that if you had the choice, you might be sitting at home playing video games, just chilling. Taking those perspectives from students and just trying to help them to get better at all of this just school stuff so that you can go to college and do some pretty cool stuff and, you know, get better at what you're doing too. Nice to meet you guys. Thanks for having me.